This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
Stephen Ross came out with a declaration that there's going to be an NFL season. A couple of days ago, he was on MSNBC or CNBC. I forgot. I always get those two confused, man. If I see something on one of their channels and then I have to reference to it, I always get confused. Did I watch MSNBC or CNBC? Why do they do that to me? Why did you guys have to do everything so close? CNBC and MSNBC. Anyway, so there is Stephen Ross either on MSNBC or CNBC, one of the two. I forgot which one it is. I'm going to say CNBC, actually. But go ahead, play Stephen Ross there talking about that there's going to be an NFL season.
I think there definitely will be a football season this year. The real question is, will there be fans in the stadiums? I think right now today, we're planning on having fans in the stadiums. But I think the NFL is looking at and is very flexible so that we will be able to start on time and really, you know, bring that entertainment that's really so needed to all of us in this country. I mean, I think there's one thing that we, you know, we really miss is our sports. And I don't think a lot of people realize it until they no longer have it. But certainly the NFL, I think, will be ready to go. And I think we're all looking forward to it. I know I am. We've done a lot of things down in Miami here. And we're prepared either way. And hopefully there'll be fans in the stadiums.
Let's hope so that there'll be fans in the stadium. But now Stephen Ross is making this claim in late May. And he's saying the right things. Like I told you a couple days ago, the NFL can be aggressive in their nature about this because everybody else gets to make their mistakes before the NFL takes the field. So they have guinea pigs in place. But to say that there's going to be an NFL season, I would not put that as a 100% certainty. Now, what's 100% is that the NFL is trying to make it an NFL season. What's 100% is that the NFLPA is trying to make it an NFL season. But again, the virus and where we're at is really how you behave is really what's going to determine if the NFL comes back. The idiots in Daytona will force the NFL to never come back this year. The idiots in the Ozarks, on top of each other, they will be forcing the NFL to not come back this year. If we go at that pace, okay, and that's not, there were several instances all over of people that were not quarantining, or not quarantining, were not maintaining social distance, and they weren't even wearing masks. Hundreds and thousands of people that weren't even wearing any masks. And so that's really what's going to determine if we're going to get back. Again, Stephen Ross can make that declaration, and he's right. But really, he doesn't know. Because he doesn't know how the rest of us are going to behave. How we're actually going to handle this from here on out. And how we're going to handle getting back out on the streets. And if people are going to be on top of each other, then we're going to start spreading the virus. You know, the good thing is the death rate is still going down. Okay. You know, there's some pockets that there's been an uptick, but that's okay. That's kind of to be expected. The question is, does it get crazy? And then, if the hospitals start getting loaded back up again, then everything gets shut down again. You know what I love is that the people complaining about their so-called freedoms, because it's really not about that, then go out irresponsibly out on the streets and then end up causing problems for everybody because they could end up, you know, creating. And it's really not a second wave. It's just we continue to extend the first wave because we haven't killed the first wave yet. So how can there be a second wave if we're still in the middle of the first wave? I love how we're coming up with these things like, well, the second wave. Wait a minute. The first wave's not done yet, dude. So how can there be a second wave? It's just, this is a big-ass wave that we keep, we're not shutting it down. So the same people that complain about their so-called freedoms are the ones that are going out and are at the Ozarks pool, or they're in Daytona Beach making it rain in the middle of the street and everybody's on top of each other. And then when the case is, if it happens and it goes back up again and there's a spike, and then we're back to quarantine again, the same people are the ones complaining. It's the same group of individuals. The ones that caused the problems and the ones that created the problems are the ones that are complaining about it. And they're the ones that created the situation. It just, because I bet that's how it is.